Proclamation number 4924 of 2nd of July, 1950. Inability to recognize the announcements. Work for God. I am with you all days until the end of the world. Yet you often don't recognize me even though I am obviously working amongst you. And I cannot make myself known to you as long as you still look with the eyes of the world, as long as you pay attention to what happens on the outside and don't look inwards. I would like to embrace you with arms of love, but you strive away from me and therefore you do not recognize me. This is said to all those who are unable to recognize me in the word which comes from above to my chosen servants. My voice is clear. Thus it can be recognized as the Father's voice. Non-recognition indicates a state of inability to receive my word, which is due to the fact that the intellect and not the heart is used for criticism and that the cold intellect can never judge correctly because my voice can only be heard by the heart. The heart and the intellect should certainly be active, for my word can endure intellectual scrutiny. Yet only the heart's judgment is decisive. But I point you to my gospel that my disciples can be recognized by their love for each other. Love makes you all my children, but you must also testify to love for each other if you want to be my true disciples. Where one acts as the other's adversary, love is lacking and therefore also the ability to judge. Since the human being without love is also without wisdom. For my sake you should love one another, otherwise I cannot impart wisdom to you, the only true knowledge from above. The evidence of my love falls like dewdrops into the open chalice. 1 of the 7th, 1950, of loving hearts. And thus only one thing can give you the evidence that it is I myself who speaks words of love to people. That the recipient walks in love, that he is a good, willing and unselfishly serving person who is therefore also in my grace. Loving people recognize me, they recognize my voice, yet a heart without love never recognizes me. Therefore love one another. Want to be active as my disciples and hear my fatherly voice. This to all those who doubt the authenticity of the word which is conveyed to them as a divine mission. But to my faithful co-workers I say the following. 2 of the 7th, 1950, Let time work. Time will accomplish much that seems impossible to you. You must not harbor any illusions that my pure word from above will be spread as it should and would also correspond to its immeasurable value. You must not forget that the forces of darkness are just as eager to undermine the pure truth, and you must consider that my adversary has been given great power for the last time on this earth, which he uses. Everything depends on the human being's free will. I certainly guide people, but I don't force them. What I give from above is intended for the individual as well as for all. Everyone can feast on it, yet anyone who does not want to do so is not forced to do so by me. Anyone with a hungry heart desires nourishment for the soul and also finds it, for I will provide it for him in some way as soon as he desires it. People could certainly be given abundantly, for there is much bread from the heavens at your disposal. If I would now prevent the opposing forces, then this would be a certain coercion of will, both on my adversary as well as on people, who would no longer need to decide but would have to accept what is offered to them. The will of the human being alone decides. And even where one person's will seemingly harms his fellow human beings, there I still stand ready with my gift of grace so that no one who wants to be fed at my table will fall short. I share my supper with everyone who wants to be my guest. and no human will prevents me from doing so. But you, who are to serve the bread to my guests in my name, do not be unwilling when your sphere of activity is still small. Very soon you will be able to develop yourselves. Very soon work will be demanded of you where you can fully apply yourselves, and you will also understand that until now I only demanded preliminary work from you because human will itself prevented you from eagerly working for me and my kingdom. Very soon you will receive the call to place yourselves undividedly in my service. I want to bind my adversary for a long time. Yet even this must not happen out of arbitrariness, for my love and my righteousness will always determine my will. As long as my adversary does not exceed his authority, as long as he only does what I have granted him and what contributes to a person's free decision of will, I will not dispute this right. But he will exceed the limits of his authority. By wanting to prevent people from gaining knowledge of me, of a supremely perfect being who is love, wisdom and omnipotence in himself and wants to be recognized as the creator and sustainer of all things. He tries to prevent the knowledge of this, and I also leave him complete freedom in this until his measure is full. And now understand that his first endeavor is to suppress the pure truth from above, thus to deprive people of the opportunity to gain knowledge of me through the word of God conveyed to earth. Understand that he will always start where the truth from me begins to assert itself. And then you will also understand the many resistances you will face in the spreading of the pure gospel, which I could certainly overrule with my might and my will if it were not against my eternal order to use coercion, neither upwards nor downwards. And believe me that I bless even the smallest activity for me and my kingdom which is done in compliance with free will despite the great oppositions which make your work for me more difficult. You will still be allowed to do much work and therefore should not tire of working in small ways until I call you when it is time. Amen.